Originally, the plan was to grandfather in the city's 500 rooftop solar customers, continuing to pay them more than 10 cents per kilowatt of power. But now the JEA board is considering a gradual decrease in reimbursement for all its solar customers. JEA CEO Paul McElroy says the proposed change is the result of comments made at a recent community forum.
How do we have a long phase-in approach of taking sort of the 10.5 cents and moving it down maybe a penny a year for the next 3 years?
JEA's board said it should pay customers less for excess solar for two main reasons. First, over the last few years, the cost of capturing and storing solar energy has nosedived. Second, the current solar incentive means lower-income customers who can't afford solar are subsidizing wealthier consumers who can. But Jacksonville solar contractor Pete Wilking says JEA's cost equation is skewed because it's grouping large-scale solar farms with individual rooftop panels. Meanwhile, Wilking says the utility is ignoring how rooftop solar benefits all of its customers, not just the ones who have panels.
When a customer feeds back to the grid, say 1 kilowatt hour at about 10 cents, okay, that rooftop solar customer is getting that 10 cent credit. That same kilowatt hour is essentially going to the house next door, going through that meter, and JEA is collecting that revenue of that 10 cents for that kilowatt hour that was sold.
Wilking says the reimbursement decrease will make it difficult for his company to find new customers. On Thursday, JEA's board also discussed its planned solar farm, which will increase the company's solar capacity three times over. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.